James Carlton joins us with the headlines. Hi, James.
From Mardi Gras to monetary policy. How about that?
Yeah, that's a nice segue, James.
Thank you.
Keep trying.
I won't give up my day job. Rate cuts failing to bite, says the Reserve Bank of Australia. It's in the Australian newspaper. Interest rate cuts are losing their ability to stimulate the economy. The Reserve Bank is warning that it's up to the government to take measures to help revitalise growth. And what that means is it's a way of saying that deficits need to be around. The government needs to spend. And we turn to the Financial Review. Spend for how long? Budget deficits for 40 years. The federal government will use the latest intergenerational report to convince voters of the need for policy reform and the renewed pursuit of billions in stalled budget cuts. Baird vows to fix political donation system. New South Wales, the Premier, offering changes to New South Wales donation laws. And there's that photo, perhaps infamous photo, of the Bali Police Commissioner with Andrew Chan on the plane towards their execution. No respect. Ambassador called in over photos, says the Sydney Morning Herald. It's Coke and swagger. Not coat and swagger, but Coke and swagger. Carmichael Hunt was wearing a coat and tie and he's got a smile on his face. Why? No criminal record. He'll be playing footy in a month and a big grin. He has escaped conviction over cocaine possession. He pled guilty but had no conviction recorded. The Age. Senate to probe bribe claims, corporate heavyweights to be called. In fact, former executives of BHP Billiton and Leighton Holdings are set to be grilled before a Senate inquiry. Labor and Greens combining to launch it into alleged corrupt practices of Australian companies, allegedly bribing others overseas. The Herald Sun says the United Firefighters Union is arguing for a 32% pay rise over 3 years, and given they campaigned hard for Labor in their upset election win, the paper characterising that as a $1.6 billion IOU. We have the Hobart Mercury, Cadbury's long-awaited plan for a new tourist visitor centre in Tasmania, announced with much fanfare by Tony Abbott in the lead-up to his election. It's dead in the water. It's been chock-a-blocked by the parent company, Mondelez, says the Mercury. And a cold case in the Northern Territory news, with a battery-operated fan and some plumbing piping, a Darwin man has turned his Esky into a portable air conditioner. Very clever. And a gorgeous baby in the Adelaide Advertiser front page. Look what's in store for newborn Natasha. Longer life, harder work, and record taxes. But just think how soothed the baby will be as Mum reads Joe Hockey's intergenerational report. Look, it's a chart.
Look, Bunnings is hiring. Thanks very much, James.